Welcome to the Rule of Law Podcast, where we discuss a wide range of topics without fear. Join me, your host, Lauren, aka Law, as we embark on this weekly journey together. As you guys know, I aim to share my healing journey with you and create new rules as we navigate life. Let's talk about it. This is episode one of many, I hope. And in this episode, we'll be discussing the specific events that took place that got me to this healing journey that kind of prompted me wanting to share my story with you guys, me wanting to share my journey with you guys. So without further ado, let's get into it. Welcome back to the Rule of Law Podcast. And on this first episode, I really want to express and kind of tell you guys what has brought me to this point when I want to share this life journey with you guys, this healing journey with you guys, and what exactly I feel as though got me here. And really don't want to go into too much. But about 3 years ago, I was in a position where I had to check myself into a psychiatric unit. And I'm going to let that sit with you guys for a second, because that was a lot. Like, I get it. It was a lot to say in that first statement. Some people who even know me and are close with me don't even know that this occurred. My parents, my siblings, and honestly, I think my cousin. And I'm trying to remember it because it was such a time that it was hectic and crazy. And I had completely gone over the edge. And when I say over the edge, I'm probably over dramatizing it. But for me, it was over the edge. For me, at that moment, this was not going to get any better. And if I didn't figure it out, it was going to get worse. So backstory. I had been on my high of high. Like, you would think that this would happen to a person when they're in their low of low. But I was at the high of high. I was in corporate America working in marketing, digital advertising, and I was doing it. I had the perks. I had a great job. I was working with a top 500 company, and I don't want to put the name out there. Like, those who know me, know what that company's name is. But just to save face and also to just kind of not get into that, I'm just going to say it was top 500. Up there at the top of top in media. And I loved it. It was, I'm going to say, the best time in my life and the biggest success career-wise for me till this day. And not saying that anything might not get better, but right now, that's the top of top. I hang on to that. But I regress. And even with all this, there was no joy. There was no happiness in that moment. So I was looking for something, and I didn't even know what I was looking for. I'm gonna be honest with y'all. It was that I was seeing other people living their best life, and I was like, I have the job, and I got the money, and I should be in a better situation, but I just wasn't. And I wanted to make that work. I wanted to figure that out. And instead of really figuring out what now I know the purpose, my fulfillment, what brings me joy. I was like, I'm gonna live my best life. So I did. If it was a day party, I was at it. If it was a drink, I was gonna have it. If it was a smoke, I was gonna smoke it. If it was a trip, I was gonna take it. But nothing. Nothing came from this situation at all. But I kept doing it. And I kept keeping it up. And not really in that moment, I wasn't paying attention to what was occurring around me. And I was getting lost. And then my company went to a rebuilding process. And for those who know what a rebuilding process in corporate America is and a restructure.
Hey y'all, it's Law, and I just wanted to let you know that this episode discusses mental health and it may be triggering for some listeners. Please listen with caution and take breaks when needed. And even though I am a mental health advocate, I do want to let you guys know that I am not a mental health professional. Two different things. And that everything that I share is based on my own personal opinion and experience. Thank y'all for listening.
Boy, was I not ready for this restructure. I'm telling you. Corporate America will get you to think that your job is safe and that they're just doing some stuff around you. Or we're offering these jobs, just moving the location. They still got a job if they still want it. But whoo, we gonna save that for a whole nother episode because that mess right there is ridiculous. And I went on with this situation as I watched people at my job lose jobs, have to reapply to their current job in a competitive market with young people coming out of school with fresh minds, taught new things, especially in the marketing and digital communications sector. And it was a shame. People who had worked for this company for 14 years, 17 years, were being put up against new, fresh graduates out of school. And I was in the middle of it. So, I did not know that this was taking a toll on me mentally. I couldn't figure out that my extensive partying, drinking, going out was based off of the need to breathe or need to let go of what I was experiencing Monday through Friday in corporate America. So I kept going and it just kept happening. And as that went into haywire and hayfire, so was my personal life and my relationships outside of work. As it tumbled, my anxiety increased, and I just thought I had a heart condition in my brain. I had cancer and I was dying. Like, literally, that's what I thought. And to make a long story short, as we sit here today, you can tell I don't work for that company anymore. My position was put for restructure as well, and it was one of the last. So they used me to assist them to restructure all the different departments, hold interviews, introduce new candidates, onboard new people, while telling me, no, your side is not gonna be really touched, to then wait for my department to be the last one because we had the more experienced people. So we were helping pretty much clean up house, and that wasn't being told to us, and they didn't come forthcoming to us to get to a point to even make that decision. Even my own supervisor was caught off guard at reapplying for her position, and she was just like, no, I'm not gonna do it. She refused. And full transparency, I applied for my position and I did not get it. All I got was a severance package. And one thing I do have to mention is that as a Black woman in this situation, we're normally taught and just wired to keep going, to keep fighting. It's okay. And that's where I was at this moment, right? I didn't know that this was really affecting me. I didn't know that I was slowly coming apart. And the signs were there, but like tunnel vision was like, I can't be distracted. I can't pay attention to the emotions. And I just kept going, y'all. Like, I literally just kept going. And there were so many things that somebody could say when I tell them the story, things that I could have done different or things that I should have seen. But in that moment, unless you're in that moment, you just don't know. So this took about a year or two when I'm telling you all this. From the restructure, from the beginning of the restructure to the end of restructure, to be honest, that was about 5 months. That it was done in 5 months. But as my mental health kept on going, that took about 2 years as it just kept on eating at me. And when I got to this point of being checked in was when my personal relationship, my romantic relationship, shall I say, went in shambles. And that, but those details, we're going to save that for another episode. But so basically, for the basis of this conversation, y'all, homeboy was tripping. Homeboy was out his mind tripping and taking me for the ride and not realizing, in his defense, that I was already going through it in all the different departments, right? Work was ridiculous. Now I'm basically at home trying to figure out a new job, right? And when I say home, I'm also trying to figure out moving from one place to another. And I'm a mom. And there is no income. Yes, I have severance, but I have to figure out what I'm doing because my company had my health insurance, I had my 401k, had all my benefits with it. So now I'm like, never been in this situation. I need to figure this out. On top of the panic attacks are getting crazy. And I'm hiding in closets, going to the bathroom, just so that nobody else can see it. And this is the biggest part when somebody is going through something and it's mental health related. We are so ashamed, and I speak for myself and people who have also shared with me, like, we are so ashamed of the symptoms of what's going on that you can see physically that we hide it. Like, me having a panic attack in the bathroom is just like, okay, I just don't want my daughter to see it, don't want my man to see it, they're gonna think I'm crazy. That's basically what was running through my mind. And now I know better, don't get me wrong, but in that moment, I want to share with you guys, that's where I was. And it was a terrible, lonely place to be. And especially when you're going through things in your, you know, romantic relationship as well, your personal relationships, you don't know what to do in those moments. So you're just riding it out. And nowhere did I ever consider or think about, hey, this could be a panic attack or this could be an anxiety attack. I had never seen them like that. We had never been exposed or taught about them. So for me, I was just like, okay, my heart is going crazy. My heart rate is going up. I'm feeling dizzy. I'm dying. Like, medically, in my mind, what I've been taught, I'm dying. So I, again, even though I was dying, y'all, I was going to die by myself. I was going to die in peace. Somebody was going to find me. And I was at peace with that, which now I'm so like, I can't say embarrassed, but I feel so bad for myself then that that's where I was. So it was after a lot of those that my emotions got crazy to the point that I had the worst anxiety attack in the entire world, and erratic behavior. Like, I got in my car, y'all. I was driving like 90 miles per hour, and I caught myself in that one glimpse moment. And I was like, nah, we can't do this. This ain't happening. And I called my doctor, and I was just like, I need help. And I thank God for my primary care physician that had been my primary care physician since I was like 6 years old. And he might have not handled it in the best way or in the best, you know, I can say, like, it wasn't smooth. But his advice was to go to the emergency room. And his advice was that I'm going to call them and let them know what's going on. And that experience in the emergency room, again, a whole nother episode, y'all. Just hold on. I'm getting to it. Wasn't the best experience. But I thank God for him triggering the action to go. And I did. And I thank my mom for understanding and being there for me in that moment when I pulled up to her job and was like, I need to go to the emergency room. The doctor said I need to go to the emergency room, and it needs to happen. And even in those moments where I was changing my mind, she was like, no, we're gonna go. I'm gonna go with you. Like, this is what we're gonna do, and this is happening right now.
Hey y'all, it's Law, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. Your support means the world to us. Without you, this show wouldn't be possible. And just wanted to ask you to do me a quick favor, would you? Head over to Instagram and give us a follow and like. You can find us at rule_of_law_podcast. And guess what? We're also on Spotify. Just search for Rule of Law and hit the follow button. It's the best way to stay updated on our latest episodes.
And I did. And it was from that day that I feel as though my life was changed afterwards. I've had a lot of life-changing moments, and you, as you sit here with me on this healing journey, you will hear about it, and I will share, and I'll let you guys know, and I'll bring on guests that have been there with me through the process, right? But that moment is what got me here today to sit here and say, hey, welcome to the Rule of Law podcast, because I had to figure out new rules for my life. It was then that I had to figure out that I had to be the one to do. I had to share. I had to be vocal. I had to express how I really felt, even though those moments scared me, even though those feelings scared me, even though I didn't even know what those feelings were. And the hospital experience wasn't the best experience either, the psychiatric unit. So again, another episode, because the medical industry is interesting. And the mental health industry, even though it's getting better, I feel as though it's lacking, especially for people of color. And so it started my journey where I entered therapy, and it wasn't perfect, y'all. I messed up the first round of therapy, y'all. I definitely messed up, and I thank God for where I go to therapy now, that they hold you accountable. And I went there then, but they hold you accountable that if you keep on missing appointments, they're going to discharge you or suspend you and you have to reapply. And I learned my lesson that therapy works when you work it. And you heard me right. Therapy works when you work it. And it wasn't until my second round after getting suspended that I started putting in the work and realizing all these traumas that I'm now realizing, all these triggers that I'm realizing, because I can be honest, the first round didn't go well, y'all, because I was learning my triggers. I was figuring out what was trauma. In that moment, I figured out that the situation that I went through at my job was traumatic. And the reactions that I was having and things that were going on in my life were the response to that traumatic situation that was going on. And it was so much of a high that by the time that I'm, you know, getting let go or restructured, or it's my last day of work or whatever they want to say, it was like, okay, now I've hit rock bottom. I've been riding this roller coaster and now the roller coaster has stopped. And now I can, like, not that I like, but now I have to, shall I say, feel the feelings. I have to be depressed over it. And I say I have to, knowing now that I have a choice, but then it was like the feelings were coming and I didn't know how to handle them like I know how to handle my feelings now. So I was feeling it all at once. I was scared for the future. I was depressed over the loss. I was just everywhere, y'all. Like, it was a complete and utter mess, I'm trying to tell you. And I thank God in this moment because I'm able to have this conversation with y'all without breaking into tears. And I'm not gonna say that I won't sometimes, because I'm very emotional for those people who know me. But I thank God for the mess, because the mess brought me to where I am today. And old me and new me, as many people will testify, is totally different. And I am so grateful that I'm in this new space. But like I said to people, don't test me. God's working on me. He hasn't finished working on me. Like, it's not worked. It's not past tense. It's a continuous process. So I ain't there yet. So I will be quick to cuss you out and pray for you in the same sentence and you'll be confused. But it's my process. And these are my rules. And I follow my rules and I make rules to my life. And I don't care if you don't like them. I don't care if you're judging me off of them. It is what it is. But I say this and I share this with you guys, and I hope you've enjoyed this story, to tell you guys that mental health is real. The strongest people out there, like, can get put down on their bottom real quick, fast, in a hurry, and you won't even know what it is. I didn't know that the job can stress me out that much without me knowing. I had no clue. Had absolutely no clue that something like that could occur based off of triggers as such. And now I know, and I know better, of course, and I'm grateful for it. But it took me on this ride, and it took me on this ride to get here today, to now be in a position where I want to share my story, and I want to share my challenges, and I want to share my journey with you guys, because I don't know if there's somebody out there that's going through, has gone through, and it might be entertaining to hear and see, like, hey, I wasn't alone. But this has been a great first episode, and I kind of just want to wrap it up. Some of them will be short. I want to make it so that you guys, we get to the point and get, you know, over and done with it. And at the end of each episode, I want you to be able to make a new rule for your life. I'm in this era or this stage of my life where I come up with different rules based off of situations that I go through, or based off of something that I learned, or based off of something that I heard. And my biggest rule to start you guys off with is listen to yourself. Check yourself daily. Check yourself emotionally. Figure out where you're at. Be real and honest with yourself, because lying to yourself is just going to fester and it's just going to make a bigger issue. Not saying that it's not already a big issue, but I am a lesson of not checking on yourself and listening to the symptoms. Listen to the symptoms, because the symptoms are a picture of a bigger issue. And that bigger issue needs to be addressed. It might be something that you think is slight that just keeps on occurring. You keep on having this festering feeling because something happened and it's just months later, but yet it has not been resolved. Take a second. Journal about it. Talk to your therapist about it. Talk to a friend about it. Get another opinion. You know, I never was that person before. I would tell you my opinion on life. I would tell you how I feel about a certain situation, but I never took the moment to really figure out how it made me feel because I didn't want to open that gate. Figure out what your self-care mental health rituals are. And I say rituals for lack of a better term, y'all. Is it, you know, meditation? Is it taking a walk? Is it window shopping? Is it going for a drive? Is it taking a staycation? Taking a vacation? Is it journaling? Is it prayer? It could be a combination of a lot of things. But I've learned implementing those things has really helped me over the years. And first rule of law is taking care of yourself. Take care of your mind, body, and soul.
Yo, before you go anywhere, if you are a fan of this conversation and future conversations that we'd have, we'd love to hear from you. Leave us a comment, share your thoughts, or even suggest topics that you would like us to cover. Sharing is caring, so don't forget to spread the word with your friends, family, and fellow podcast enthusiasts. You can find us on Instagram, as we stated, and on Spotify.
Y'all, now you know how I got here and how I started my journey. And I hope that just one person gets touched by my story and that they're in a similar situation, maybe not the same, but the feelings are there, or they're stuck in having panic attacks and they think that they're alone. I'm here to tell you, friends, you're not alone and that things get better. Mental health is real and it can really have you out here thinking like you're dying. Literally thinking that you're having a heart attack and you just gonna be there, found first 48 type situation. And it's not. It is something that you can overcome. It's something that you can work on. It's something that is a root of a bigger issue that needs to be addressed. So until our next episode, remember, stay true, stay cool, and make your own rules. And that's it, y'all. See you guys next time on the Rule of Law Podcast.